Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at beachbody.com.
Hey, bud.
What were you saying?
I said, how's your penis feel today?
This is the TRT Community Podcast, where we discuss all things testosterone.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Ian. So, my penis feels pretty good today. And we're talking with a urologist for, you know, honestly, I'm kind of confused on how this works. There's this product, right? We've talked briefly about receiving this product and trying it out. It's called the Phoenix. It's an acoustic wave therapy device. I don't know if you've seen any of this. It's an acoustic wave therapy device for your penis.
At home.
At home. So this is a treatment that you might go to the doctor
for. Is it like one of those guns that you like?
Oh, no. Yeah. It's like, well, kind of. It's like a jackhammer of sorts.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you turn it on, you fire it up, you have to mix the oil and gas and pour it in and then pull the...
Two-stroke?
No,
there's a few more.
It's shaped kind of like a stealth...
You got to give it
a half choke
and then...
And it blasts away all of the unwanted. It basically widens out those blood flowing.
Breaks up.
Yeah.
Gets all the ethanol out.
Yep, exactly. But it does great things. And part of what kind of drew me to this company is that on their website, it says, actually, I don't know if this is on their website or on an Instagram post, but it says, just like many doctors put guys on the totally wrong TRT regimen, there are also a lot of doctors who aren't even aware of this therapy, so they default to pills or even much worse, like penile implants. And that kind of struck me because, you know, guys go in and they complain of anxiety, depression, and then they get the SSRI medication and their testosterone is never checked. So it was kind of similar the way that they worded this, that, you know, you could end up with surgery and a penis implant, whereas, you know, maybe an at-home treatment, which is awkward. For sure, we've both done it.
No doubt.
And it's loud. It's very loud. You have to hold the head of your penis and run this mini jackhammer
for
up
15
and down,
or 20 minutes.
Yeah, for a long time. So it's uncomfortable and it's awkward, but
it's non-invasive.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, a pill is invasive, right?
Yeah.
So penile implants are the most invasive.
And they give you a penis pump with it too. So you have to like, part of the therapy is
that was a new and different experience as well. Every time I think about a penis pump, I just think about that like scene in Austin Powers.
Yeah. So we've got Dr. Paul Thompson, and he's the urologist with the company, and John. I think John's a founder. I'm not completely sure, but we're gonna get
we should ask him.
Have him clarify those roles
yeah.
while on the call. Brandon is currently leaned over to his laptop. Messing with some internal settings in Zoom.
We're not using computer audio.
This makes me... So when Dwight pulls out the tape recorder and sets it on the desk in the office.
Yeah.
And then Jim's like, oh, Dwight just pulled a gun out. Like, I just want to do that. Like, oh, Brandon just pulled out a 5-inch.
5-inch?
We're recording.
Knife.
So I guess we can just chat amongst ourselves until these two guys join the meeting again.
We've confirmed they haven't joined the meeting.
Well, I got the email, but they're not in the participant list. So who knows? I guess we'll just have to like stare at this computer or the TV.
I had to call somebody yesterday to schedule an appraisal.
I knew you'd be good for this. I knew it.
Vamping.
Killing time. Eric's your man.
100%. You need time killed.
Anyway, you called somebody.
So I had to call a guy yesterday to schedule an appraisal with him. And it was a refinance. Usually you call like the real estate agent or whatever, right? Because you're not getting in contact with the current homeowner. But this is a refi, so I have to call the homeowner. And so I call this guy.
And in my most like loud, obnoxious voice, like, "Hey, how's it going, buddy? Hello? Yeah, hey, this is Eric at WP Appraisers. Just calling to schedule that appraisal on your refinance from Bank of America. I'm going to be over in Plano there Wednesday afternoon. Is that going to work for you?" Yeah. "All right, great. I'm going to be there around 1 p.m. Does that time work for you?" "Yep." "All right, I'll see you then." Hang up the phone. I don't talk like that. I mean, I've been on enough of these people know that that's not what I actually sound like. And everyone in the office is just like, "What in the hell just what just happened?" They're like, "You realize you're going to have to go to that guy's house and talk like that." I said, "Oh, no, I'm not." That's the best part, is I'm going to show up and he's going to be like, "What happened to the guy that was like a part-time boot salesman that's doing my appraisals?"
Oh, boy.
Dr. Paul.
Let's see if I've gotten any emails. I need a better way. I need somebody to.
So when you were doing it, did you ever use the cream that numbs?
No way. I wanted the full effect.
Neither did I.
The numbing? There's numbing cream?
So it comes with, yeah, it comes with a cream. It comes with like a lubricant and it comes with a numbing cream. Because it can be slightly, I mean, depending on your pain tolerance, slightly painful. It wasn't that bad. I didn't use the numbing cream at all either. I just felt like I used a more amount of lubricant than I was led to believe I needed to use, like on the videos.
Yeah, I didn't use the lubricant at all either. Not just the numbing, but I didn't use the lubricant.
And
I just let it slip naturally on the old foreskin.
Yeah, that was another thing about it too. It was like
five skin.
It would be five getting. Skin. There was no, okay, first of all, there's no way you're getting any kind of semi-erect or erect state when you're doing that. And so I felt like it kept catching on the old foreskin, back and forth, you know?
Five skin.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, you know, and I watched a video within the past couple of days that was basically like, you know, you might say, you don't need this product. But even if you're at a 9 on the hardness scale, like a diamond, you can still get to a 10.
Yeah.
And I would say that was probably my result. It's not something that I was needing, but I was very interested to try it. And it didn't hurt. I mean, it didn't make things worse. So I can't complain.
When you say it didn't hurt, do you mean like physically it didn't hurt?
No, I mean, like, you know, like, well, it couldn't hurt.
Go in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it didn't make me go in the. I didn't get a smaller penis, a less erect.
You don't have a whole lot to.
I couldn't lose any.
He's all ball.
Couldn't lose any of that little shiitake mushroom.
So I think it's great. It works. It is a little weird at first when you start to do it, but the biggest complaint I think anyone could have is I'm going to need some earplugs next time I use it, cuz it's been a few weeks since I've used it, but
sounds like a Honda generator.
It's loud, and that may be
it's metal clacking against metal.
That may be the product of its function. Like it may be a product of the internal mechanisms of it. But
I'm trying to think. I think I know where mine is. I just moved here, but I think I know where it is, and I'll fire it up for you if you want to hear it before you leave.
I very much like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to use it on you, but I'll at least turn it on. Let you hear it.
Get me all excited.
Roger Padgett loves it. He uses his all the time.
And he was like on the ground floor, apparently. That he was a prototype or something, right?
Asian Zero.
He's got a large penis, too.
I'm not going to ask how you know that, but
okay. His penis has abdominal muscles.
Y'all haven't seen his penis?
No. Has he posted to the group?
He's posted in another group.
I'm not in another group.
Oh, you're just in the one group.
I'm loyal to one group.
Not a TRT group, like a bodybuilding group or something.
Oh,
I've seen many pictures of Roger in his underwear. And I can see his penis outline for sure.
I see.
He's got a big penis. I don't know what to tell you guys. Congrats, Roger.
I can't remember. Have y'all watched the Parks and Rec?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they always bashed on Jerry, Gary, Larry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then the one time that they gave him like the like was when they were all doing the mumps check. And the doctor was like, I didn't even check. That man has the largest penis I have ever seen.
great show.
I mean, I wouldn't say Roger's the largest penis, but it's sizable, you know?
Your ex-brother.
It's no Gary, Larry, Jerry, but yes. Yeah, that guy.
Good for him. Yeah. Packing heat.
Well,
that's just rude. Do we have a number to text them?
No, I've got an email.
Can we call them on air?
Kind of wondering if.
Let's take some callers. Caller one, you're on the air.
Maybe they're in an. What's that other meeting you got? Oh, that's Kenny. Sometimes
it does this. It just like, I started the meeting a long time ago, but then people join and it's like not the right. See, look, Dr. Paul's waiting in the waiting room.
He's in the wrong one.
It's not him, though. He only got one link from me.
Dadgummit, Paul.
It's obviously us, you know.
A professional never blames his tools.
Someone's power washing outside.
Yeah.
You're going to have to soundproof this. This entryway.
Should I just go out there, open the door, and just be like, hey, don't you know we're filming in here? One of my coworkers literally did the best Harry Carey impression I've ever heard.
Okay, we good?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Great.
So we were just chatting a little bit about the Phoenix. I wasn't incredibly clear about your role versus John. Is John the founder of the company?
Yes.
And you're a urologist, correct?
Correct.
So we've got a couple.
Chief medical officer. So, you know, even though John is a brilliant guy, I handle or try to field most of the medical questions and go through the physiology. I have a lot of background in shockwave, so that's why I'm here.
Okay. Well, cool.
I think it's either that or my good looks. I don't know which one it is.
Maybe both.
It's both.
You're set up there. I see you got the mic set up and everything. You know what you're doing.
Oh, I'm living large. I was going to have a backdrop here and say I was in studio, but
yeah.
I was behind, so I was a little maybe lazy. I don't know.
Meanwhile, we're over here with someone. One of my neighbors is power washing outside. I can hear a motor running. So yeah. Good times. So
well, I wish I'd have known. I'd have brought my car over.
So we've got some questions for you, and really, this is more going to be just, you know, we're introduced to this product, and we'd like to know more. We've tried it. We like the results, but just kind of a high level overview of what it is, how it works. What to expect, and then later in future episodes, we'd like to get more in depth and maybe field some live questions, that kind of thing. So with that said, can you tell us a little bit about you and your background and how you got into urology and more specifically the Phoenix?
I'm not sure how I ended up in urology, to be honest with you. I was a surgery resident in Michigan. And every other night call, and I said, man, this got to go. It was every other night, 140 hours a week doing a surgery residency. So I said, I got to find something else. And so I got accepted at the University of Louisville, went there, then went into private practice for 21 years of just straight urology in Missouri. And in the meantime, I started a company that subsequently went public, and that was a shockwave. That's what led me into all this. It was kidney stones. So we really put together the first totally mobile shockwave treatment that instead of in the old days, they'd roll a semi-tractor trailer up to a hospital, hook it up to a dock, and the patients would be wheeled in. It was, it was pretty risky. The anesthesiologist hated it. They were isolated far away and the patient was in a big tank. And what we were able to do is take two machines through the FDA, get them FDA approved. And then we started partnerships all over the country. And the neat part about this machine was we could actually pull it in, And take it right into the operating room and do the cases right in the operating room, and didn't have to have the bath water. It was a revolutionary. Now, I didn't invent that one either, but I was a big part of getting it approved. And then about 50, because I had this company, I had the luxury of going to do exactly what I wanted to do. So I went into a wellness medicine. I went in with a national company called Senogenics. As a matter of fact, I did their TV commercials, and I was in the magazines and on the airplane magazines, that sort of thing. And then I subsequently started the Thompson Clinic and have been on my own for about 7 years. And that's when I, because of my history with Shockwave, a couple of my partners in that business had gone out on their own, and they were in Europe doing some Shockwave on non-healing ulcers of the extremities, and they were using this same technology and they were healing the ulcers. And that's where neovascularization and all that essentially came from.
Okay. And so, I mean, this stuff, it's science. It really works. And I can imagine that it's similar, like with the ulcer. Are you just regenerating? Are you creating more blood flow, that type of thing, to heal?
Well, without going in too much depth or as much depth as you want, I don't care either way. I love to talk and I love to be in front of a camera. So I got, you know, and there, plus all my buddies are at my house working on my wells. So I don't want to go do that. So I'll be here. If you go back to that ulcer study, it looked, they weren't exactly sure what was going on and why these were healing. And what it comes down to is with the acoustic wave, it creates some micro trauma. That micro trauma causes stem cells, growth factors, cytokines that we all hear about, the horrible cytokines, but they're all necessary. And that's micro trauma. And then they come in, and what happens through that, we create new blood vessels. So you get this process of neovascularization. Not only do you do that, but you also heal damaged vessels in the area. So if you think of vessels, people always think, oh, my coronary arteries, oh, my aorta, oh, the big ones that have little short names. You know, the bigger the artery, the shorter the name. So when you get into some of these really long named vessels, and some of the capillaries don't have a name, and the endothelium gets disrupted, and it doesn't take much to block off a capillary. I mean, you know, you see the pictures on the commercials where the one red blood cell is going through at a time. And well, you think about it, if your endothelium's inflamed and damaged, that it's not going to go through and it's going to be blocked. And that's what we see. You have to have all those capillaries. We just think of a big artery like filling up a swimming pool. We're gonna fill up our penis with blood. And yeah, that's not exactly the way it works.
Yeah.
But it goes in, and if you look at what they did, I believe it was UCLA, they actually, now these weren't human studies, and you'll understand why in a minute, but they cut the penis off rats, hence why it wasn't weren't a lot of volunteers for that one.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be today in the world we live in today, but at that time there weren't. And that's not a political comment. And so what they did is they saw all these, that's where they saw all the stem cells. And they went, oh God, look at that. I mean, all these stem cells are attracted to the area. It's exactly what we want to do. Stem cells are attracted to trauma. So I always talk to them when I talk to my patients about this, and they want to use the Phoenix every day. I'm going to use it every day. And I go, dude, you can't do that.
It's like working out.
You go
out
to the gym, yeah, and you work out chest every exactly day, you're never going to grow.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you got to grow when you go home.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing. We're going to go in and we're going to cause some micro trauma, and then we let the body heal itself. And it really works well. I mean, I'm sure you guys have used it, and mm-hmm, it just works. And you know, it's not overnight. It takes weeks. But with a guy with decent erections, not complete ED, those guys will see results after the first treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's where I was at. You know, if I was at a 9, it just took me to a 10, and it's not the kind of thing that you can just say, well, I don't have any problem, I don't have any use for it. If you're at a 9 on the 1 to 10 scale, yeah, it can take you to a 10. There's a decent benefit there.
I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit, and maybe not necessarily devil's advocate, but just like internal dialogue in my own head. I'm thinking like, I don't really have issues with an erection. Yeah. Like, right. So like, I'm thinking like, okay, maybe I'm already at that 9 or what, like, what's the difference between a 9 and a 10? Like, I have no issues lasting. I have no issues. Like, right. Like, so why would a 35-year-old guy like me that has no discernible issues, yeah, why would this be something that I would want to use?
You know, all I would say is that I don't know that I could verbalize the difference between a 9 and a 10 until, you know, a day or two after I used it the first time. It was just better, bigger a little bit. Do your patients report size growth?
Yeah, and don't confuse, and I'm not talking down to you, but I'm trying to make sure we don't ever make claims that aren't real. Don't confuse, we're not going to lengthen a penis. You know, you have what you have, but you do get increased girth and you get a full erection. So it does seem bigger. You know, I always tell people that it's kind of like a dimmer switch. And we're kind of getting gaslighted with our penises. And it just turned it down a little bit, you know.
That needs to go in the Facebook group.
Now you're 35, turn it down a little bit. And you forget, and I'm going to go to the gutter here, you forget those old belly slappers we had when we were 14.
that's it. Exactly. You forget. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it reminded me of. That's a really good point. It reminded me of being in high school, and it was just a little bit better quality than normal.
I think the mental aspect of it, though, is huge, too, because if you feel like you have the belly slapper, like your mindset as a 35-year-old, you think, I still got it. And as men, we definitely want that. We definitely want the eternal youth that feeling.
Within the first day or two of my first treatment, all I could think was, where's my backpack? I need to hide this erection. Where is that thing?
Tuck it up in your belt. Yep. Yeah.
When you start sweating because you know the teacher's going to call you to the front of the room.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay, so the first thing I noticed when I took it out of the box and fired it up is that it is loud. It sounds like metal on metal, and it was kind of scary. Subsequently, noticed that it's not painful. It's nothing. But do you have patients complain of either the sound or pain from using the equipment?
Not the sound. Yeah, I mean, but even the $50,000-$60,000 Storz machine is just as loud. I mean, mm-hmm, that's just the way it works.
Okay.
And our shock waves for kidney stones are loud. I mean, so they're loud enough that we would put headphones on our patients.
Okay.
So yeah, it is loud. You're not going to sneak around and do that without other people in your house know what's going on.
I want to be home by yourself. Yeah.
Brandon's Saturday night's ruined.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that, you know, that we had talked about is, how am I going to use this thing in my house? You're not going to use it without people knowing, you know?
I wait till my wife goes to work.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go to the garage, turn your stereo on in your car really loud and sit in there and put the windows up, yeah, I guess. Yeah. But
when you have a cop peering
the door
over,
or it doesn't work well.
You know, police officer peering over the fence and yanking you out of that car.
Yeah, you can't do it in the backyard either because neighbors will start.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah.
What was you know, the other thing, with the other question you had was, you said, well, the difference between 9 and 10. I have two comments about that. Number one is, when Viagra first came out, years and years ago, as a urologist, they just gave us tons of samples. And of course, every urologist, if they told you they didn't try it, they're lying. And I remember it became like a social drug. I mean, everybody wanted it. And I took that. And I thought, somebody said, you're going to take it? I had the same comment. Oh, I don't need anything. I'm fine. I'm, you know, 40 years old. And holy mackerel. It was eye opening. I had forgotten. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten. And that's when I realized that we were kind of getting fooled here and that things were changing. We just weren't aware of it. As far as you're a 9 and is a 10 that much better, I guarantee you 10's better. But do you go to the gym? I mean, you guys are young and you're doing, I got to go to the gym because I'm going to be 65, but you go to the gym to maintain and keep your edge all the time.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool thing about this is you're not damaging anything, but you're making sure everything stays open. And I can guarantee you the difference between 35 and 65, nothing changes up here. I'm still an 18-year-old trapped in this body.
Yeah.
And it's only difference is 30 years. You know, I've been through a little bit more, but I guarantee it's exactly the same. And I think that's the beauty of it, because I'd hate to be at 65 and be left out there with nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be devastating.
It sounds like the 65-year-old Dr. Paul Thompson saying his penis, his erection is better than yours.
Okay, that's just a demonstration part now.
Oh, gosh. And we've got some fans in our Facebook group that use it, that swear by it, that love it. And we're going to get them on the podcast at some point. Ian, you had a question for Dr. Paul, right?
Well, I did have a question. It's a bit of a personal anecdote to start, and then a question about how this could give someone like myself a better shot. So venous leak. Last summer, I went to a urologist here locally, and he's one of the few urologists in our area that does a penile Doppler study. And I was having issues, felt like my blood flow was not great to my penis. Had a Doppler study done. They injected it with Trimix. He did the Doppler study, and I was diagnosed with venous leak. And so I was pretty excited when Brandon told me about this, because I had been looking into it in an in-office, you know, clinic setting with my urologist to take care of it. And he told me, one of the things he told me about it was he goes, it just depends on your budget. It's like, you know, it's a $2,500 cost for you to do it. If that's a lot of money to you, then I would say it's probably not worth it. If it's nothing to you, then it's probably worth it. I was just trying to see, is there hope for those of us, those guys like us that have venous leak? Is that something that can be turned around with the Phoenix? I know that the instructions mention you can go along the base, and that might help some of it. But is there hope in that?
There is hope. Obviously, venous leak is I'm not going to tell you it's a trash can term, but a lot of people get thrown in there because the urologist throws up his hands, or the physician.
That's what it felt like.
Don't know where to go.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not saying that in your case because you had a Doppler, so don't think that's what I'm saying. But many other people do. But if we can increase the blood flow, obviously it helps. Are we going to make it 100%? I think we're going to markedly improve it. I'll tell you that. I'm going to tell you that for sure.
So maybe never get that 10, but maybe you can get that 9.
Yeah.
So it Dr. Paul is saying his erection's better than yours too.
I mean, for what I've been through the last year and discovering that
Dr. Paul just flexing on us hard.
The venous, yeah. from where I've been in the last year, discovering that and just the ups and downs I've been through with all of it, you know, I'm on 5 milligrams tadalafil a day. I'm using the Phoenix not regularly enough. I should be using more regularly, but that has improved it some, but there's still days where the blood flow is just not great. So even getting to 7, 8, 9 or whatever we want to call the scale, that would be a world of difference for me, because it's pretty, like I was talking about earlier, it's pretty mentally defeating on this end of it. Mm-hmm. To be like, well, is this ever going to work right again? Or is this ever going to have the belly slapping effect like it? I love that term, by the way. You know,
TRT t-shirts. Yeah. Get a belly slapper.
Yeah. So it would, like I said, it does wonders mentally. And I'm so happy that Brandon, this was able to come together, and Brandon texted me about it. I'm like, heck yeah, I'm willing to try it. I'm willing to try anything.
Yeah. You really need to. Here I am giving you advice.
I didn't intend that. I'm so sorry.
First one's free.
Send me a bill.
Yeah. You just hold up your insurance card, will you, please?
Yeah.
You should be doing this twice a week.
Okay.
No more, no less. And you need to do it. You may do it twice a week for a month and then take a little time off and restart it. I've got a lot of people that'll just, when, before we had this, I had a lot of people that would come to the office and they would spend $6,000 to $10,000 for multiple treatments and still come in every 3 months and get another treatment. That's again, the beauty of this. But if you're going to correct something, if you're really going to fix it, again, I'm going to take you back to the gym. I'm going to tell you, you don't go in once a month and think you're going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Exactly.
I mean, plus you got to juice a lot, but you're not going to be there. So I really want you to think of it that way. And I know it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the beauty of this is there's no downside other than you're going to lose 20 minutes of your life. But I guarantee you when people say, I don't have time, I think that's bullshit. Because I think we spill hours in every day. Yeah. We waste so much time of our lives. Yep. And this is a really, you know, turn the TV, I don't care.
Yeah.
But, you know, just get her done. Because it's not going to hurt. The neat part about the technology being radial is it penetrates, but it's not going to damage anything and it doesn't hurt. And with the way John has it set up, you don't even get any significant skin breakdown. You know, some of the stronger ones, you'll see guys will get skin damage and you have to be very careful. And that's something we didn't want. We didn't want to send somebody home with a device that was going to cause them problems.
I expected to see some bruising or something, but yeah, nothing. No bruising,
yeah, no
swelling except for that swollen erection.
No.
I had a guy, he came in. He purchased the Phoenix, but he wanted some treatments in here first with the regular device. And I treated him. And on his third visit in, he told my nurse that for the first time, and this is where it kind of gets, you kind of get, yeah. The first time in 3 years, he had relations with his wife.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
I mean, you know how frustrating that would be. And you kind of feel like, it's over. There's such a beauty of this device. And I hate to keep saying that over and over, but I just, you know, you mentioned Trimix.
Yeah.
All these treatments have risks. All of them. I can't find one on this other than the risk is it's not 100%. It's probably 80 plus percent, but that's your risk. I mean, your risk is that. But with Trimix, hell, I've operated on guys with erections. They come in and they've had them for, you know, 8 hours. They'll never get another erection on their own ever after we're done because we can't get the blood out and it's damaged everything. So there are risks with all these treatments. We've all heard about people having side effects with Cialis and Viagra. They're minimal. And I would say Cialis is a very safe drug. The daily one's fantastic because the endothelial benefits and the prostate benefits. We know it's good, but we don't necessarily want to rely on medication. And in my practice is all about putting your health into your own hands. And that's why this fits so well is I tell my patients, this is a 50-50 deal. My practice, they call me Paul. I know I'm a doctor already. They know I'm a doctor. They wouldn't be here. And my ego's big enough. I don't need to be told that all the time. It is, but I do have a big ego. I'm arrogant apparently too, but that's a whole nother show. But I tell them it's a 50-50 deal. You got your 50%. If you don't do it, that's your own fault. But you're not going to get where we want to be if we're both not on the team. It's a team effort. This is a team effort. You got to do your part. You got to take that time to use the device. It's sitting right here on my back shelf. It's not doing anything.
Were you using it prior to jumping on?
Yeah, I really like that outlook. We were just talking earlier about not throwing unnecessary medications at a problem. You know, if you can fix it with other means and things like Trimix, Cialis not so much, but Trimix can be a real mood killer. You know, if you have to say, hang on just a second, baby, let me go. Or hang on just a second, baby. Will you stick this needle in my penis?
No.
Nobody wants to.
Never again. Yeah, never again. I had a 2
pushing 2.5 hour erection with it. And it was, I was like, I never again, and I'm definitely not ever injecting my own dick again.
I can't.
So
I can't imagine.
It's not happening.
Not, yeah, not quite the same experience as like, hey, you want to roll this condom on? Hey,
with your mouth?
Shoot this in my wiener.
Right, right. Yeah. And if you can do something that is going to avoid that awkward scenario, and you can do it privately, and it, even to avoid taking daily Cialis, I'm all for it. I would much rather solve the problem than throw another medication on top.
Yeah, agreed.
And you get to flex on all the people that you go on podcasts with and tell them you have better erections than they
10
do.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, we just heard tens over there.
Yeah.
I mean, he only said that about 10 times.
You know, we didn't even ask. So.
It's a 10.
I don't know who's got the bigger ego.
10. All right, Doc, we appreciate you coming on. I'm going to get us scheduled for a more in-depth, maybe like a live Q&A thing so you can calm some nerves.
I'm 100% involved, and I try and do everything I can to get this going, and we're doing a great job, and I'm available to you, and I'll take the time and do this whenever you want.
Sounds good.
I enjoyed it a lot. I hope you understand that as a urologist, we're like perpetual adolescents. So
yeah.
we like to say penis and erections and everything.
That's all we do. We just talk about penises and erections all day. So
yep. Hit the button. Thank you. Cool. Thank you so much.
You may be honorary urologist.
She said that it was as big as it's ever been. That was me.
That was you.
That was me like a year ago.
All right, Doc. Thanks. Okay, talk to guys. You soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr.
Thank
Paul.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
He was great.
All right. So it might be one of the coolest doctors I've ever very cool. experienced to talk to.
Yeah. He reminded me of that renegade pharmacist. Remember talking with him?
Yeah.
Kind of similar. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Cool.
Thank you for listening to the TRT Community Podcast. You can find us online at facebook.com/groups/TRT community.